Okay, if you had a dog in your yard and you didn't want him in your yard and you had a stone in your hand, you might say,
I threw the stone. I didn't throw it at him. I only know one person that ever used that term, thrun.
Thrun? Was he a native of this area?
Yes, he was not a Moline, he was of Rock Island.
That makes a big difference.
Yeah, that makes a big difference.
And you knock on the door, nobody comes, you say, it looks like there isn't anybody.
There's nobody home.
You get it for that price, and you take the old.
And just to get some combinations of sounds here. If you like coffee, there are two ways in relationship to milk. You might like coffee.
Straight? Or you like it...
With? Would you say with?
With or without?
Would you put milk at the end of both of those then, and we'll get the sound combinations I want?
Well, with milk or without milk?
Some people say with milk. And the train was coming this way and you were going that way. You might say the train was coming
toward you.
And you see somebody downtown you didn't expect to see, and you come home and tell your wife, I into Joe yesterday.
I ran into Joe.
I ran across, or what would you say, ran?
Well, I don't use that so much, although that's used quite often. I usually say, I saw him. I saw Joe yesterday, or I saw him.
Mm-hmm. Okay, met him, probably.
Well, I saw Joe
downtown yesterday. Okay. Now, a boy who has the same name as his father, you might say, well, we named the boy.
We named the boy the same as his father?
Would you ever say named him for him or
after him?
After him?
I guess we'd say after. Okay. I would, probably.
And the animal that goes, that barks is...
A dog.
And how would you call a dog to you?
Here.
And if you wanted the dog to attack another dog, you'd say...
Sick him.
And a dog that's not much of any one kind, but lots of many different kinds.
Well, we speak of him as a cur dog or a mongrel.
And you might say, watch out for that angry dog, you might get...
Bitten.
And when you walk across the pasture, you better watch out for the angry
bull.
And the cow, the animal that gives the milk is the
cow.
Now, if you had one ox here and one ox here, you might say, and they had something joining them, that's
a yoke.
Yoke of what?
A yoke of oxen.
And if you had four of them, you might have two.
Two yokes of oxen.
Okay, and the baby cow is called a...
Calf.
And when your cow is expecting another...
She's going to calve.
And you wouldn't say freshen for this?
Well, that term is used, but...
Calve.
Like I say, my farming experience is rather limited.
Well, the calve is just as common, so...
Mm-hmm.
The animal that you would ride on a pony or a... Or
you mean a horse?
Mm-hmm. Okay. And being a city boy, you might say, I have never...
Ridden?
And if I would ride one, I would probably...
fall off?
And the male horse. Any special word for the male? Name?
No, not unless he was a stallion, but of course, ordinarily, I don't, in my day at least, farmers very seldom had stallions.